Good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday. It is Thursday, June the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin today before the Lord, exalted at the right hand of God and nearer than our breath. So become aware of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Compassion of Sound Doctrine. Our text is Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Doctrine matters. We live in an age where people seem to want it to matter less and less. One of the things I love about Paul is the way he sees sound teaching as a matter of life and death. Check it out. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you. And then this, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Yesterday, he reminded us he had taught publicly and from house to house. Paul's greatest fear for the young church was not that people would lose their faith and leave the community. His concern? False teachers and bad doctrine. He knew that false teachers and bad doctrine were far more dangerous to the life of the church than the lukewarm commitment of its members. He called them savage wolves. For Paul, false teaching did not present itself or appear like a pack of savage wolves terrorizing a flock of sheep. That was the aftermath. He warned them so fiercely because he knew they would not see it coming. and he knew it would leave nothing but carnage in its wake. It brings me no pleasure to say this, but we face a similar moment today as we are rapidly moving into an era of false teaching across the church. It centers largely around our theology, or lack thereof, of the human body, gender, and sexuality, all of which proceed from our understanding of the will of God as revealed through Scripture. Like Paul, we must not hesitate to proclaim the whole will of God. Just as it was with these early Christians, so it is with us, a matter of life and death. Let me offer a final warning from today's text. It exposes what is largely missing in today's conflicted battleground over these matters. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. For Paul, sound doctrine and teaching were not mere matters of right and wrong, but of life and death. Not about winning or losing, but the real lives of real people. The teaching of sound doctrine is among the most compassionate acts in the kingdom of God. The corollary is also true. When sound doctrine is compromised, it does grave damage to people. Hear the profound depth of compassion in Paul's words again. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Could it be that the sound doctrine of the Word of God needs less defense and more offense, more clear articulation and compassionate application? What if we spent the next 3 years warning people night and day with tears? Maybe I'm naive. I had to ask. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive the compassion of your doctrine and release my people-pleasing ways. I receive your tears and release my disaffectedness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary, for the glory of God our Father. Amen. And the journal prompts today, what about those last two questions? Could it be that the Word of God needs less defense and more offense, more clear articulation and compassionate application? And what if we spent the next 3 years warning people night and day with tears? For our hymn today, we're going to sing one of the great classic standards of the church, the church's one foundation. It's number 388 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our great Redeemer's Praise, 388. The church's one foundation. This one is, it has a thickness to it, a density to it. I want you to just appreciate what we're singing here. There are five verses, and it's almost like each one is a, it's like a layer of stone and brick and just strong building materials. So let's sing it together. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Though with a scornful wonder we see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed. Yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up how long, and soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. All right, let's go up a notch here. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. That's a song. That's a hymn that we need the organ on, don't we? The organ just, this is the one where the organist, I always remember Alban Whitworth at Asbury Seminary as I was dean of chapel there for 11 years. My goodness, we had the greatest organist in the universe, Alban Whitworth. And then we had Bill Gould, who would lead the songs. We affectionately call them Thunder and Lightning, Alban and Bill. And they were often battling each other for the tempo of these hymns. But Alban would play that the organ, it would almost lift off the ground as he played the church's one foundation. And it was like we were transported from earth to heaven as we sang that hymn in that grand Estes Chapel. I wish you could have been there. Some of you were. Many of you know what I'm talking about. And others of you have heard your organist do it justice. Well, it's Thursday, gang. Just a couple more comments here as we get ready to take our seed to the fields and sow for awakening today. You know, this notion about getting off of defense, I mean, defense is fine, but we got to get on offense. It's one thing to defend sound doctrine, and that's good, it's essential, but it's another thing to advance it. And we've been trying to do this at Seedbed, you know, for the past decade or better. And one of the ways that we're doing this is with our publishing. And we've really tried to be thoughtful, particularly in this realm of the human body and gender and sexuality. We've tried to be very thoughtful about it, very careful about it, you know, not negative and mean-spirited and harsh. Dr. Timothy Tennant, okay? We meet with him every Sunday in the Psalms. He did a landmark study on this called For the Body, Recovering a Theology of Gender, Sexuality, and the Human Body. And we've got a book, we've got a study guide, we've got a DVD series. It's also live, you know, it's also streamed live from the internet. This was made for local churches to get beyond just the sort of like, well, this is what we believe about, you know, human sexuality and the body, and this is what we don't believe. To get beyond the mere basics and like to understand what's going on here in the Bible as it relates to these very now confused and conflicted matters in our time. Anyway, we've got this material. We got a seed house that we have plenty of it. We would love to get this into your hands. This is helping churches everywhere already, but there's so many churches that, you know, they have a sense of their conviction, but they don't have a sense of the real substance behind their conviction. So you can see that link in today's email. It's up in the post. You'll have to look for it, but it's linked and highlighted there. And I'd commend it to you. And you can explore it. There's preview. You can get a preview of the whole thing. Anyway, that's offense, right? It's like, let's, and this is compassion. This is not negativity. I mean, the truth sets people free, but lies and untruths enslave people. And there's so much at stake, and this is where we've got to get beyond just being sort of mad about what's happened in our time and become brokenhearted about it, right? We got to pray for the gift of tears, to love people, to have compassion for people. This is complicated. This is hard. This is not simple. People are getting deeper and deeper caught in the webs of the cultural conversation, and we're way off track. All right, we've got to close out this morning. You got to get up. Well, you're up. You're already singing, guys, for crying out loud. I heard you today. Get out on the field. Get out on the field. I'll see you there. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.